This is an interview with Phil Cabaretta, July 21st, 1990, in connection with the Equitable Old Timers game in Cincinnati. Phil, I first remember you when you came up with the Cubs in 1935. As a 19-year-old player, it came down and went into the September stretch drive with the Cubs. And why don't you tell me about that?
Well, this was, to me, the 1935 team, to me, was one of the best teams that I played on. We went into the month of September. This is pennant drive, so to speak, and we won 21 games in a row. And the last series we had was against the Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals. We were battling for first place. They were first, and we were second. And we had to win 3 out of 5 to win the pennant. So the first game that we played, we all deep against this, and we beat him 1-0. In the seventh inning of the game, I happened to hit a home run, and we won 1-0.
That was the story.
Really?
What game was that for you? That must have been your first 15 or 20 games, wasn't it?
No, that was our 20th one.
I mean, for you personally, did you just joined the team in September, was it?
No, I had come up with the Cubs in 1934 in September. 1935 was my first full season.
Full season, okay. Yes, okay. Okay.
And like I said earlier, I won a home run hitter, but anyway, we won, and the next day we beat Dizzy Dean. We went on to win the pennant.
That was, I can remember that. Certain things stick in your mind, I can remember that.
Well, it seems like yesterday, because, you know, it's pleasant memories. And
well, then you took over from Charlie Grimm, what, during that 35 season, or did you play most of the season as a regular?
I took over from Charlie Grimm as a first baseman in spring training in 1935.
The whole season?
Because Charlie Grimm was our manager, and first baseman, but age was catching up with him, and he had a bad back. And I just happened to have a real good spring, let me put it that way. He liked what I saw, even though I was just 18 years of age, just out of high school. He said, the job is yours, and it's yours until you lose it.
Well, how much minor league ball then did you have?
I played 1 year.
One year, and then you played high school ball right in Chicago. You were a Chicago boy, weren't you?
Just about. I went to Cup Sammy, I went to Peoria, and I was there a month and a half, and I went to Reading, Pennsylvania to complete the season. After our season was over, the Cubs would call me September 1934.
Well, the Cubs had good teams during that time, and they had a solid infield with Hack Herman and Jurgis and yourself. They had a good solid all-around infield at that point.
Well, last year, as I said earlier, the 35 team to me was the best team I played on. 38, we won the pennant again under Gabby Hartman. And then again, we won in 45. Played Detroit twice. We haven't beat them yet.
Well, 38, that was the year Dizzy joined you.
Yes, sir. Yeah. 38 was, we got this from the Cardinals. They paid for $100,000.
He was trying to get by with a prayer that year, wasn't he?
Well, I'll tell you about Dizzy Dean. May his soul rest in peace. He was a great person, believe me. And he came over with us. As you all know, he had a bad arm. But he pitched strictly on knowledge control. And to me, he pitched one of the greatest games I've ever seen pitch in the 38 series against the Yankees. And he pitched it strictly on, I can use the word courage, okay, I'll use that word. And that's probably one of the best games I've ever seen pitch on. The man, just the fortitude.
You almost got by with it, didn't he?
Except for Chris Reddy and DiMaggio.
Yeah.
Chris Reddy of all men.
Yeah. Well, that was an interesting game. But then the 35 series with the Tigers, it was all that rumbling with the umpires and what they were looking at.
Kelly Jurgis and I, who lived down our way in St. Petersburg, our shortstop, I was talking about that the other day. And I think it was the sixth game. And I'm leaving. The umpire was Moriarty. And we were running pretty heavy in those days. It's a little different than it is now. And I guess he finally had enough, and he kind of cleaned the bench off.
Yeah.
With the exception of the players that were in the game. Actually, that kind of hurt us.
That was unusual for the series, would be.
Oh, it was unbelievable. And they, I said earlier, Cardinals, Detroit beat us.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good series, though.
Yeah, came within the ace of holding on, though. And then they, well, the Cubs had good teams during that time. But then, let's see, then I lost track of the year. I can't remember what year when you became manager. That was the 50s?
I replaced the late Frankie Frisch in 1951.
You were still playing then?
Yeah, I was playing then, and I became player manager. And I managed 51, 2, and 3 with the Cubs.
How'd you like managing?
Things change, really, because you're with a group of players on your team, and you're all buddies, so to speak.
Yeah.
Overnight you become manager. When you become manager, things change, so to speak, you know, in handling people. And this was one of the hardest things that I had to do, to make the change from being manager, from former player,
with
all my old buddies.
Yeah. Well, the Cubs had a history of elevating players during that time with you and Gabby Hart and Charlie Grimm. They had been doing that.
How many players? Well, as I said earlier, starting in the 50s, they're really lean years for the Cubs. Our number one, our farm system kind of went down the drain, so to speak. We weren't bringing good young players up, signing good young players, developing through your own system. And for some reason or another, the Cubs, I guess, felt the people that we had in AAA and the big club was good enough to carry us for a while, but that wasn't so. Not in the 50s. And
if you don't keep up the farm system, you pay the penalty.
You're down the drain, really. And,
when you joined the Cubs, that's when they used to train out in Catalina Island in that wonderful spot out there. You saw pictures of it. Boy, everybody should go there.
It was gorgeous. Catalina Island was a super place to train. Cubs would go there for 2 weeks for training purpose, to get the body in shape, so to speak. And we go to Los Angeles for 2 weeks and play exhibition games.
Uh-huh.
And there was Catalina, who was a super place to go, really. And,
well, you got in like, you got over 20 years in while you was an active player.
Just a little over 20, yes.
And sir. Then did you go over to the Sox at the end for a while?
That's a long story, but after the Cubs released me, actually, this is the first. I don't know why I should tell him that they fired me from training. So I was at home. We were living in Dallas, and Carl Richards called up. He was managing the White Sox. Because I was still player manager in those days with the Cubs. I said, sure, I think I can play. I said, I'm in real good shape, because I did work hard spring training, because I felt that I had to play a few games and pitch and what have you. I said, I'm in real good shape, and I think I can help you part-time. I was a runner. Paris Payne was your first patient. So come on in. Chicago will work you out 3-4 days. Take a look at you and see what develops. That worked out. And they liked what they saw, so they signed me. So I went over to the South Track and the North Track, and a lot of people were very upset about that.
Yeah, I suck at my life. Well, then after that, were you active for a while after that? Were you doing any coaching or anything? Baseball?
Well, after that, I kind of went to work in the minor leagues. I went to Buffalo for 3 years. I managed the Lancaster, and then I worked for Charlie Finley in Birmingham. Worked for Cleveland. And then when I went to work with the Mets, I was their batting instructor.
Oh.
The minors. And Yogi Berra became manager. He brought me in as a batting instructor and sort of coach. And I was with Yogi for about 4 years. Yor Torrey came in and he kept me. And then after that, I went back. The Mets still kept me. I went back to work for the Mets and the minors as a batting instructor. And actually, that's the last thing I did in professional ball. I retired 7 years ago.
Well, you've had a long illustrious career, Phil, didn't you?
I loved it, really. But as you get older, you know, the travel gets a little...
Oh, yeah.
But I enjoyed it, really.
Well, anybody that was... I was growing up when I was there, certainly remember Phil Cabretta. And I said, well, the crazy things that you remember, one of the things I remember is that Al Shaq would come in for the games and how he was kidding around your name when he was given the lineup or whatever. But those are the things I remember. Well, I sort of appreciate you taking the time, Phil, and it's nice seeing you again, and appreciate your time, appreciate the interview.
Pleasure, all mine.
Thank you very much.